Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, facts and fiction, Joe Biden, mainstream media, etc. It's all coming your way. It is 6:51. Good morning. Happy, happy Friday. Greg Cassidy in the house, and another chilly start to the morning.
Yep.
Layer up, jacket up, new jacket on the Facebook. Check that out. Get a chance. And I'm inviting everybody to go to Warhorse Harley-Davidson tomorrow. Toy run in the morning. It's kickstands up at 11, so it'll start to warm up at least a little bit by then. It's going to be nice. It's a great cause. And the police escort it. Excellent ride and an excellent cause. And then later on, Wall of Death back there. At the dealership, and if you haven't experienced that, you got to check it out. Really, it's cool. It is very very entertaining, and for especially look, I've seen it 50 times, and I still go and check it out whenever I'm like at a bike week event. So yeah, you're gonna like that. All right, go to warhorseharley.com for more info on that. So maybe President Trump doesn't have the intense following that he once had, but still, man, he's a major player in the political world, of course. At least 12.5 million people tuned in to watch him make his announcement live. And
wow.
I don't think there was a lot of, you didn't know what he was going to say. You pretty much knew was going to announce running. So, for that many people to specifically tune in, that's pretty big. 12.5 million Americans watch some or all of former President Donald Trump's campaign announcement speech live on Tuesday night, according to television and digital ratings. Fox News and CNN, both of which carried parts of the speech live, saw massive rating spikes during the announcement.
Hmm.
Fox News surged to more than 5.16 million viewers. Wow. That is pretty big. CNN soared to 2.43 million viewers. That is much higher than their norm. Newsmax, which carried Trump's announcement live, also saw a surge of up to 1.13 million viewers. So these are big numbers. The people still love this guy, and he still is a force to be reckoned with.
Well, CNN should want him to stay in the news then. That way they can get some ratings again.
Well,
they haven't had viewers in a couple of years.
Important part of this whole thing. Now, hang on now. Some people are saying, but what's going to happen with Governor DeSantis? Is he going to run or not? Trump threw a couple of volleys his way, which was completely unnecessary. Look, you got some lame Republicans like Liz Cheney, for instance. You want to throw stones at her. We're like, here's a couple of stones, Trump, do it.
Yeah.
But you want to throw stones at the guy that's basically kind of like your protege in many ways. Maybe not in personality or behavior per se, but in policy, certainly.
Yeah.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tamped down the establishment media's efforts to escalate a supposed rift. You know, that's all most of the media wants to see. They want to see a fight. They want to see how far will Trump go, and they know, DeSantis, he's no slouch. I'm sure that he could defend himself verbally if he needs to or if he wants to, and that's the key. Nope. You know what he said? It's very similar to what I said he would say. Chill out. I said it like this. Dudes, chill out, man. I'm the governor of Florida, man. I've got, my vision, my work cut out for me. Almost like a Matthew McConaughey,
Yeah, but he didn't sound quite so high.
Or so mellow.
That too.
Dudes and dudettes, man.
Both.
Man, dude, you don't be so rash, man. Anyway.
He might have chosen a few different words, but we got the point.
He said specifically, people just need to chill out.
Yes, he did.
Now, he said it kind of like that, chill out. But I like to, dramatize it.
Dramatic effect.
There you go.
Yes.
The remark came at the end of a news conference. This was on Wednesday, following the governor awarding $8.7 million for Hurricane Ian recovery. When asked about the potential civil war brewing in the GOP, with people supposedly choosing between Trump and DeSantis, the governor dismissed the speculation. We just finished this election. People just need to chill out a little bit on some of this stuff. I mean, seriously, we just ran an election. We have this Georgia Senate runoff coming, which is very important for Republicans to win Georgia. Yeah. Just need to chill out, man. What are you getting all excited about, man? You know? Don't let anybody rub your rhubarb the wrong way, man.
I don't think he said that either. Either.
Florida's free, bro. So free. Yeah, man. I'm like a cool breeze. Yeah. I love it, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Chill.
We love the Gov.
Chill. And the chill, as you walk out the door this morning, will hit you right in the face. Much more to come. 97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.